Bitcoin jumps 21% after Treasury buyback plan revives debasement. Bet Bitcoin has climbed roughly 21% since a U.S. Treasury buyback announcement, according to on-chain analytics firm Glassnode, whose read was flagged by Cointelegraph on August 21, 2026. The move has pulled Bitcoin back to $77,598 as of August 21, up 6.6% over the prior 24 hours and 22.9% over the week, based on the live market snapshot at the time of writing. The framing from Glassnode is direct. The rally lines up with the return of the dollar debasement narrative, the idea that expanding government intervention in the bond market pushes investors toward assets with a fixed supply. The buyback that lit the fuse Treasury buybacks involved the government repurchasing its own outstanding bonds, a mechanism that adds liquidity to the market and can hold yields down. To traders who watch monetary plumbing, that reads as another form of stimulus. When the state signals it will absorb its own debt rather than let the market clear it, the argument for holding a supply-capped asset gets louder. That is the thread Glassnode is pulling. Bitcoin's 21 million coin cap is the entire pitch here, and it tends to matter most exactly when the market starts pricing in more currency creation. The debasement trade is not new, but it goes quiet for months at a time, and then snaps back on a specific catalyst. This buyback was the catalyst. The reaction was not confined to Bitcoin. Over the past 7 days, ETH is up 28.4% to 2,420. XRP has gained 38.3% to 1.39. SOL is up 21.4% to 91.73. And BNB has added 11.9% to $678.85. All as of August 21. Moves of that size across the majors point to a liquidity story rather than any single project's news. $3 billion in blown shorts. The squeeze came with a body count. Yahoo Finance reported that traders shorting Bitcoin lost a record $3 billion as the price pushed past $77,000. Separately, crypto short liquidations across the market hit $1.74 billion in a single stretch, the second largest on record. Forced liquidations feed the move that causes them. When a leveraged short gets closed out, the exchange buys back Bitcoin to cover the position, which pushes the price higher, which triggers the next short. A crowd betting against the rally became fuel for it. The Fear and Greed Index sits at 73, firmly in greed, as of the August 21st snapshot. That is a reading to respect rather than celebrate. Crowded one-way positioning cuts both directions, and a market this heated can reverse on a single soft data print. The other side of the ledger, not every signal points up. CryptoSlate flagged that Bitcoin ETFs pulled in $1.61 billion across 4 sessions, but that inflow now runs into a $183 billion Treasury auction window and a 30-year yield that offers close to 3% real. If bonds start paying enough to compete, some of the capital chasing Bitcoin has a reason to sit still. Strategy, the largest corporate Bitcoin holder, shows how violently the math swings. Decrypt reported the company flipped from a $13 billion paper loss to roughly $1.4 billion in unrealized gains as Bitcoin rallied. That is the leverage of a treasury built on a single volatile asset, and it works in reverse just as fast. For anyone spending crypto rather than trading it, a 22% weekly move is a reminder of why stability has a place in a wallet. A card that draws directly from Bitcoin means every purchase floats with the price, and a swing this size can move the real cost of the same transaction week to week. Spenders who want predictable balances often lean on stablecoin-funded cards and reserve volatile assets for the accounts they are willing to watch. Holders who would rather not surrender custody during a run like this can look at cards that spend from a wallet they control, keeping keys in hand while the market moves. Reading the run. The clean version of this story is a supply-capped asset catching a bid the moment the state signaled more intervention, amplified by leveraged shorts that had to buy back in. The messier version is a greed reading of 73, a record pile of blown shorts, and a treasury auction that could pull money the other way within days. Glassnode's 21% figure anchors the move to a specific event rather than a vague macro mood, which is the useful part. The number to watch next is not Bitcoin's price, but the 30-year yield. If real returns on government debt keep climbing into the auction, the debasement trade meets its most direct competitor.